This is Bill Abbott. If you have attended our classes, you know that few CEQA, or land use cases, make it to the California Supreme Court. So when the court speaks, we all listen. CalFed is noteworthy for its guidance in three areas. First, as to the evaluation of alternatives, the court provided that a lead agency did not have to study alternatives which did not meet the fundamental underlying purpose of the project. This underscores the need to generate early on a crisp project definition. This advice comes with two caveats, however. The applicant or the lead agency can be challenged by the introduction of needlessly artificial criteria as a means of positioning the document such that the evaluation of alternatives becomes nothing more than a convoluted exercise. The other caveat is that articulation of a highly specialized project feature as part of the project description, which in turn drives the selection of alternatives analysis, may come back and bite the lead agency in its application. This fact pattern can occur if that special project feature is dropped during project processing, at which time the alternatives analysis now becomes suspect as being no longer responsive to the proposed project as ultimately approved. My advice is, whenever possible, stick with the project basics when generating the statement of project objectives. CalFed's second contribution is in the area of the level of detail in a programmatic EIR. This issue is always a challenge, and neither the CEQA guidelines nor case law has provided us as much guidance as we need. The court clearly recognizes that in the programmatic context, there is a line to be drawn as to the level of detail. Exporting this case in the general plan and land use context requires some caution, however. Local planning documents typically contain more detail regarding later activities than was available in CalFed. So while CalFed is obviously helpful in the preparation of first phase CEQA documents, lead agencies still must make a good faith effort on disclosure and analysis. And the adequacy of those efforts remain an issue that can always be legally challenged. Finally, CalFed daylights a nagging problem facing practitioners. It is not uncommon in lengthy CEQA document preparation cycles that more detailed information becomes available about later phases just as the lead agency is ready to certify the first tier or first phase EIR. This fact pattern generates the predictable demand for recirculation of the EIR. Perhaps the court recognized that rigid application of the recirculation rule would encourage lead agencies to not disclose later evolving information. In CalFed, the court ruled that the later released more detailed information about one of the program elements did not trigger the recirculation requirement. As stated in our written materials, the court struck a blow for practicality, a rare occurrence in the world of CEQA litigation.